Hey, welcome. It's Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. We're here live streaming anime talk. Glad you could join us tonight. Let's get started.
I'm Aeroblip, by the way.
As always, I'm joined by Aeroblip. You can see he has a new flashy image for an avatar.
Well, I wouldn't call it new, because if you were here last week, you would have known that it was debuted there. So
true. But it's still relatively new. We'll leave it at that. But I don't know what Aeroblip thinks of that. I don't even know if you think Aeroblip, you wear glasses, do you?
No, I don't. So essentially what happened was that I asked one of our fellow bloggers, AJ the Fourth, I asked AJ the Fourth, who writes for Altair and Vega, to draw what I would look like, or at least based on my voice, what I would look like. And she came up with this. So yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So according to her, I am black. Let's move on.
You are darker skin. I mean, that's not incorrect.
How do you know?
Because I've seen your Skype avatar. Hopefully that's you.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. You tell me.
I did. I'm not saying. Let's move on.
Let's move on. So let's do some quick hit news, Aeroblip. Nothing much exciting happening, but we've got a few topics we can go through. So first up, Ikuhura, I can never say his name right because I'm terrible, is debuting his Penguin Bear, whatever you want to call it, his new anime promo video should be coming out in the next few weeks. So for all those looking for the successor to Penguin Drum, you may see it soon.
Wait, time out. Isn't Penguin Bear, I thought that was a manga.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was a joke, to be honest.
Really? Oh. Yeah.
I didn't think there was actually such a thing. Really, I mean, because it's come up, there was a website at one point that was promoting something called Penguin Bear. I think it's just the code name for his new project in the end, isn't it?
Oh, that's kind of boring. Because I was hoping it was going to be something original. Because, like, I mean, he did Revolutionary Tina Girl, or Reverse the Order, or something like that. And then he did Penguin Drum, so I figured, oh, like, his next big work would be something, like, completely unrelated.
Well, he was involved with Star Driver, too, wasn't he?
Was he?
I'm pretty sure. I could be completely off base.
But I'm just saying, if you look, that's clearly a diversity of things. So I was hoping, you know, third or fourth, whatever, nth new show would be something original. But if it turns out it's like a sequel, side story, prequel, flashback, blah, some type of thing for Penguin Drum, I'm less interested. Yeah. But wait, when is this promo coming out?
I didn't give an exact date, but it's coming out in the next few weeks. No, he didn't do Star Driver. I got somebody completely different in mind for that.
Okay, that's good enough.
That was directed by Igarashi and produced by Minami, written by Inokido.
They all sound alike.
I'm terrible. Like, today, I'm just really tired. First day back from a four-day weekend, and I can't do anything right. But yeah, he didn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
I got my people backwards and mixed up.
You're getting Japanese people mixed up. What an American.
don't say that to my wife.
USA. USA. Oh, USA. Geez. All right, let's go. All right.
All right, so next up for news. Doki Doki Precure got a 6.4 TV rating during its opening block.
Oh, jeez. Well, wait, so if I remember correctly, didn't Vivid Red Operation debut with like a 3.4 or something like that?
Vivid Red did, yes, a 3.4 something. We had it in one of our shows. It was high twos, low threes.
Yeah, so essentially Doki Doki is like the equivalent of like a primetime NBC show?
No, it's Sunday morning girls cartoons.
Really? Oh, that's...
It's in a morning time slot.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the 6.4 rating, though. Like, I remember the last time we talked about this.
That's a comparable rating to a primetime CBS show like NCIS, CSI, those kind of things on American TV, yes.
Oh, that's so...
So it got the same rating as a highly rated American show, award-winning American shows get, but it got it on a Sunday morning on a show aimed towards the under-12 girl market.
You say it's aimed, but...
I'm just telling you what... hey, we all know who watches this stuff. I'm not changing that fact. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's a popular show. What? I'd say 3 out of 4 people on DesuX watch it. So, like, you know, there's a fan base out there.
Yeah.
Someone's got to like it, right?
Yeah. No, not changing that. I'm just saying. 6.4. Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Star Driver. Which, if you guys haven't seen the series yet, highly recommend, as we've just discussed. Star Driver earns 57 million yen in its first 9 days. It's a pretty strong showing.
Okay, how many dollars is that? I tried to look this up.
It's roughly about $5.7 million. Because right now the exchange rate's right around 90 to 100 yen per dollar, somewhere in there.
I see. Okay. Wow. I'm actually kind of surprised. I don't know why, but I kind of thought it would do better.
I don't know how popular it was in Japan, though.
Well, so I kind of caught it. I caught the show like as the show was ending, and at least based on how popular it was on the boards, which is no way a representation of Japan, it seemed fairly popular. So in my mind, I was thinking it was going to meet maybe get close to around 75 million. Like, I mean, I don't know why. I just had really high expectations. But yeah, that's great. Good for Bones.
I'm not saying it's a bad deal.
Yeah.
Good to see popular anime get stuff. And Ava is scheduled for an April 24th Blu-ray disc release.
Yay! So that what?
Ooh.
So it means we get subs probably around mid-May.
I think we'll get it sooner than that because there's already been a cam rip.
True, but I don't trust those. Like, I mean, to be honest, I'm gonna have to wait for one of those big time like subgroups. Maybe Thora. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I think it'll be done before the. I think it'll be done within 2 weeks.
2 weeks. All
I'll give it
right.
2 weeks.
I mean, we've already waited how many years for this movie? I think we can wait a couple more months. I mean, that's what all I'm saying.
Yeah, and as Kevin mentioned, I do have trouble with division. Sorry, 57 million yen would actually be what, $570,000? Not 5.7. Whatever. So I'm off by a factor of 10. Yeah. Anyways.
That means a lot.
That means quite a bit, actually. I told you
Oh,
my mind is
actually,
not working now. I've been doing.
so fun fact. Oh,
Huh?
sorry, but fun fact. I found out today that Roger Goodell, just based off this 1 year alone, made $30 million.
As a salary?
Yes.
Wow.
So there's a story on ESPN, but essentially they said if you include his pay, his commissions, his bonuses, all that stuff, he made a total of $30 million.
Wow.
So comparing 3 million to what I don't know, probably someone who does play special teams makes a year, compared to Roger Goodell's 30 million, that order of 10 does make a difference.
I'll give you that. That is true. So, to sum it all up, Ava, April 24th, look for it in your nearest Japanese video rental store if you're so
Okay.
inclined. We won't get it here in the States for what, a year or two? Something stupid.
Who's licensing it? Is
I
it
don't know.
Aniplex?
I'd have to go back and look.
I'm pretty sure Aniplex is usually on top of their shit when it comes to this stuff. I mean,
I
you
hope
still have to
so.
wait. You have to wait for it to get dubbed, obviously, but
Not
I mean,
necessarily. I think they would do a sub release.
I'm pretty sure the first two Blu-rays were dubbed.
And we'll have to play it by ear.
Yep, let's go for it.
So, Valentine's Day was last week. Hopefully all of you guys enjoyed your Valentine's Day specials.
If you guys were here last Tuesday, I gave out some great Valentine's Day advice. Hey, did you watch the show?
I watched bits and pieces of it, but yeah, I
Then
didn't.
you know how awesome my advice was then.
Sure.
All right.
Moving on. So the Japanese Otaku picked their anime dream girl Valentine's. I think they picked their top 30 or something ridiculous. We're cutting it
That's
down to
perfect.
the top five. Simple as that, right?
Yep.
So, the bottom of the bracket, number 4 and 5. Hyoka's Eru was number 5. And Sakuroso's Nanami Ai. Was it Ayama? Ayama? Something like that. Aoyama? Too many vowels all in a row there. Good grief.
It's okay, Joe.
It's like the
You
opposite of
try.
a Swedish name where it's all consonants. You know what I mean? You got all vowels here.
Yeah.
But those were your number 4 and 5. So what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not a big fan of Chitanda. Like, Nanami, I can see the large fan base for her, especially since Sakura says what I thought would be popular, but those Blu-ray sales say the opposite. But, you know, she's a very popular character. Probably one of the most, I guess, cheered on losers in the past year, I feel like. Yeah, she's gonna lose. It's okay. But yeah, it's a decent top five so far. What are the other three? Then you know that.
Well, the other three. Moving on, we've got K-On!'s Mio.
I don't like
It's
K-On!
K-On!
I don't like K-On!
K-On! But
So
that
wait,
sucks. What's that?
if Mio is number three, then who's number two?
K-On! It's Ui.
Oh, you guys have terrible taste. So bad taste, so bad taste.
Well, I know.
All
And
right.
number one, which I have no idea who this character is, and I've never seen the show, but Tomodachi ga Sukunai? Is this supposed to be Haganai?
I think that's high, isn't that Haganai?
Well, the way they had it abbreviated on the site was stupid. I think that's Haganai, but the way
I
they
mean,
had the whole thing screwed up. Yeah. So I think it's
that's
supposed to be
Senna.
Saina from Haganai.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal there, though.
No, that's not the best girl, though. I mean, you could have done better, like Rika. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You don't think Rika's best girl?
She's gotten better.
Who's best girl then? Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Tell me.
I don't know who's best girl in that show at all.
Come on, Joe. I know you got a best girl.
I'd say Rika's done better than she has in the past. Like her early stuff was this second season has been all showcasing her, so it's been much better.
That's why I love it. Yeah. Oh, don't tell me. Are you in the Yozora camp?
Not really. I don't know dug her character.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I occasionally watch the show. I haven't been keeping up all that well.
It's there. Let's just say that.
I'll give you that. So there you got it, guys. Two of the top five anime dream girls who could give you a Valentine are from K-On. It shows that people still have crap taste.
Yeah. But hey, let's give them a round of applause for getting Sakura So up there. Number four. And so that's great news. Great news.
This would be a popular show. All right, moving on. So Arrow, we've had a lot of trouble finding anything relevant to talk about.
Yeah.
So we've got a new segment where it's called What's Up. The part of the show where, because basically there's no good news and nothing exciting is happening, Joe and Arrow Blip discuss or BS about whatever comes to mind concerning anime or manga.
Yeah.
So Arrow, in the last couple weeks, you have really gotten on a manga craze.
Yeah. So essentially, anime, it's been doing its thing. You know, it's not bad, not great. So I decided to explore the manga, and next thing you know, thanks to that app you told me about for Google Chrome, what is it, All Manga Reader?
All Mangas Reader, yes.
Yeah. So because of that, I currently have, 20 manga I'm following? I mean, of course the list is going to dwindle over time, but yeah, just nothing but manga. Just manga, 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 sadly. Yeah.
So which is your favorite, out of the ones you've read recently, which has come across as your favorite? I know you read, Honeymoon Salad.
Oh yeah, so Honeymoon Salad, that was quite interesting. So the only reason why I found out about that is because the author, I'm gonna butcher her name, Ninomiya Hikaru, sure. She does a bunch of one shots, and those are, you know, they're quick, 5 minutes. That's actually what got me into the craze in the first place. And there were quite interesting reads. So one of them was very, how do I put it, troll. Very troll-esque. Gokko, so I'm going to spell it in English, G-O-K-K-O. That's a very fun one, very interesting. A bunch of twists, something from M. Night Shyamalan would make.
Is that the one with the...
The sister.
The sis-con broke on love?
Yeah, it's that one. That's a great one. It's really quick, too.
Here, what's the name of it again? We'll put it up on the chat.
Gokko, G-O-K-K-O. Gokko, I guess.
Yeah, you can find it on Manga Fox.
Yeah. Yep. So I started with that, and then that got me into Honeymoon Salad, and then...
Which I'm surprised you never read Honeymoon Salad, but you're not...
Well, now I finished it. And by the way, it's... You know, I was impressed by, chapters, 20 and 30, but then greatly upset by chapter, 39 and 40.
It tugs your heartstrings at the end, doesn't it?
No, it completely dropped the ball on that. That's the shocking part. It tugged my heartstrings all the way through, and then it's like it copped out. It just flat out copped out and then just made this very meh status quo type of ending. Spoilers. But yeah, sorry guys. It tried. So.
Yeah, just be glad you're not getting into Ichigo 100% or Kimi no Uramachi.
I mean, I tried those too, but I don't know. I couldn't get that. Well, speaking of those kinds, I did pick up Nisekoi, by the way.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that one, I'd say about chapter 40 something. That's when I finally got into it. Odonera's best girl. But yeah, it's a fun read. It's a fun read. So yeah, it's just been manga left and right. Actually, thanks to Eternal from over at Nihon Review, I've now picked up Love Hina, which I read about 7-8 chapters of today. So I had, because of Min from Metanorn, I've been, having nostalgic thoughts about Love Hina. So then, Eternal was like, whoa, why don't you just read the manga? Haven't done it, so that's what I'm doing now.
Nice.
Trying to think about but besides Love Hina, that's not anime. That's not anime. Come on, let's talk about anime.
So the next thing you need to read though is Girl of the Wilds.
Really?
It's a manhwa. It's a strip format manhwa. You'll love it.
Huh. All right, we'll do.
Dave will agree with me. Crazy Dave from our blog Anime Audiolog will completely agree. Girl of the Wilds. It's a long strip format. It is a blast to read.
Awesome.
Right. And you're not so far away from getting into it. You'll probably read the entire series in a weekend. I think I read it all on a Saturday morning when I caught up. That was when it was in the 40s, I think, or 50s.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, spring break's coming up, so I could definitely do it then.
Oh, yeah. It's beautifully drawn. Every one of them is in color.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every week it comes out in color. It's great.
And all right, but come on. Okay, I get it.
Love, by the way.
I get it. I love your opinion. I will follow through with it. But let's talk about anime.
Okay.
So what have you been doing in the anime circle recently?
So I've been trying to catch up on some backlog, finish some things I never finished, et cetera, right? So I finally got around to finishing Bakemono.
Wait, really?
I did.
All right, so just one word. Describe how you feel about it.
One word? That's really hard.
Fine. Just
how about I found it to be, how about dynamic? They're constantly kind of mixing things up. Does that make sense? Like for every arc, you got a new opening. Every character has had very unique quirks and traits.
Yeah.
I found the whole thing with oddities or aberrations, whatever, however you want to translate that. I found that to be kind of funny. That was interesting. But yeah, I'm definitely a Hanakawa fan.
Oh, why?
Why?
Why? Oh no. Okay. We'll touch that topic later.
I'm just saying, but, you know, you got twin tail glasses, smart, and she's got the whole, when I get stressed, I turn into something crazy.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I won't lie. She great character. But seriously, Senjo Gahara, man. Senjo Gahara. That's clearly best girl. That's like one of my favorite characters of all time. I just love everything about her.
She's a great, I'm not saying she's not a bad character. I'm not discounting that. I'm saying if I had to pick one, I would pick Hanakawa.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that you're in that camp, and I appreciate your opinion. I respect your opinion, but you're wrong.
This isn't like it's Cheryl versus what's her face kind of argument. Come on.
How do I put this?
We're not talking Macross here.
No. I'm pretty sure you're Team Edward and I'm Team Jacob.
Okay, the fact that you can name people from that terrible series of books and movies.
Hey, guess what? You recognized it, so you're on my level.
You're not on your level. I've never touched the book.
Joe's a little bitch who reads Twilight. I'm kidding. No,
I have much better taste than Twilight.
All right. Well, you apparently like Hanukkah. All right.
Twilight is something Kevo goes and watches.
Kevo does a lot of things that we
Zing,
don't like to
right,
talk about.
Kevo? Zing. But
yeah, Kevo left a while ago after we started dissing Precure.
Or something like Precure. That.
Yeah, we kind of did.
I messed up on... No, I didn't bash Precure.
I didn't bash Precure either.
How popular it was. 6.4.
Okay, all right. Anyways, back to the show. So seriously, like, I really want to hear your thoughts because, like, Bakemonogatari, it's like one of my all-time favorites. It's like the show that made me recognize Shaft and fall in love with Shaft Studios. Let's say that.
So, yeah, I thought what they did was great. I thought the art style was interesting. Although, I had to quit, like, you know, kind of opening, right? They flash through all those walls of text.
Yes.
I'm sitting here having to punch the space bar to go frame by frame to catch on what the hell was going on.
But isn't that wonderful?
It's cool. It's great. I'm just saying, it was just kind of like, damn it. What else did I like? I don't know. I just liked it as well. I love how each arc was, you could have watched each arc as a very separate instance. It had its own opening. You know, everything was very focused on that particular arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was very good. Like I said, my favorite arc of the whole thing was the very last arc, the five-part process with Hanakawa.
I thought that was good. I see. Yeah.
It was. It was a great arc at the end there.
No. I'm not denying.
It tied kind of everything together, too, and the way it ended was great.
Yeah, I do agree with that, too. No. I'm actually showing signs of approval. I'm glad you love this show. This is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, so now I've got to finish up some of those stuff. I've got some trips coming up, so I'll dump all of the Nisei Monogatari stuff onto my tablet, and I'll probably watch it on the airplane as I go to work.
Hmm. Wait, are you going to watch that at the airport?
I watched Nadia when I was flying last time. Nadia of the Blue Waters.
I'm trying to remember which one that one's about.
It's a classic one. We're watching it, well, if I ever get the chance to catch up. It's the one where it's like a mix of 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea and some other stuff.
Yeah, but let me just say this. I would not recommend watching Nisei on a plane.
And nobody knows what's going on. If I watch it on my tablet, nobody can see what's going on. I got the computer in front of my face. Like, the computer actually has to sit on the stupid lunch tray. At least if I put it on my tablet, it'll be fine.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, lingering eyes still linger. So, okay, fun story. Last summer, I actually was watching Idolmaster on the plane. And there was a guy, I'd say about in his late 20s, early 30s, around there. Like, looked like a businessman type. He was sitting next to me. So, you know, me in the exit row, legs stretched out, like watching this. Like, he kept looking at me and the laptop. And then I'd say about after two episodes, like, he was just staring at the laptop completely. And then I guess he was reading the sub, so I just passed over one of my earbuds and I was like, yo, you want to listen? So, like, I'm just saying, like, lingering eyes linger, and, you know, Nisei is probably not the one you want to be caught watching in public.
Probably not. I'll be careful. Last time I flew, though, I had an entire exit row to myself because the flight I caught was almost empty. So if I get lucky again, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
So what else has been going on anime-wise? This winter season has not been impressing me a whole lot. I haven't found a single show that's like, wow, I have to watch it, that didn't continue from last season.
You know, see, here's my gripe about these kind of things. Like, okay, I've been hearing a lot of complaints about the winter season, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's just really boring. It's like, eh, blah, blah, blah.
It's not so much boring. It's just not exciting. Like, everything's decent, but there's nothing that says, wow, I need to download that the moment it comes out.
I mean, I got a handful of shows that are like that, where, like, I would drop everything I'm doing and watch it. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm easy to please.
Like, what shows, then?
Let's see. Well, on Mondays, because Mondays are usually slow, there's always Sakura, so right when that's downloaded,
that's a
I go home.
Continuing show.
Okay, fine. I'll see your point there. Let's see Thursdays. What's on Thursdays? They're all continuing. Yeah, I got your point there. Fridays. No. Thursdays are always the Sami-san days.
That show, based on our over-under, that one's going definite under.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lose that one. But
time. I mean, it's like,
I don't know.
It's, okay, when Mal gives something a 6, that's bad.
Yeah, that I suppose.
Mal doesn't give anything a 6. Mal has the shittiest taste of anybody I know. And if they're giving it a 6, that's bad news.
I don't know. I feel like people are just not understanding it. Like, okay, don't get me wrong. It's not a deep show or anything. It's not – people throw around the word pretentious, and
it's
I don't see that.
It's not pretentious.
Yeah, it's not. So, like,
it's just not
I don't
interesting.
Oh, I find it interesting. Very, very interesting. I don't know. I guess that's just me. Maybe, again, I'm a Chef Studios fanboy, so I'll eat up whatever they're doing. But, yeah, I legitimately like the show, especially the latest episode. Definitely an unforeseen turn of events. Definitely unforeseen.
Are you all catching up after being gone all weekend? So I'll have to.
Oh, yeah. So let's just say is very different. Very different. Let's see. That's Thursdays. And then Fridays is Mondaiji, because that show kicks ass.
Okay. I'll give you that. There's one show I have to download because my daughter's infatuated with it. And that is that.
Oh, come on. You're not. It's a great show. Like, it's silly. It's wacky. It's actiony. The main character is pretty fucked up if you think about it.
But it's just, to me, it's just average, though.
I mean, I don't care about average. I just all the thing I care about is, does it hold my attention for the next 30 minutes? And that show is an easy winner. All right? Look, I mean, I go to anime to just partially escape from reality, right? I don't want to think about work. I don't want to think about bills. I don't want to think about any other stressful things. I just want to sit down and just enjoy what I got. So if there's no sports on Thursdays or Fridays or Saturdays, then there's anime, all right? That's perfectly fine. And Mondaiji is one of those shows where I can just turn my brain off and let it roll, all right? Come on, really. I got my sadistic main character here who's pretty funny. I don't know. I find what he does amusing. Like, the fucker just kicked off like a clock tower and then laughed as he jumped down from it. You chuckled. There you go. You got Kurosagi, like, and them legs. Like, all right, we're good to go. Oh, and by the way, what's up?
No, go.
Oh, no, I just want to do a shout-out to one of our viewers. Appropriate, by the way, I like your avatar. Appropriate says, people says this season is bad because they're not watching Shihaya Furu. This is another good example of why I like this season. Shihaya Furu always kicks ass, and even though they just finished up, you know, the high school tournament arc, like, this show, again, I say it every single time, it's a sports show done right. So, good job there, Appropriate. I'm probably saying your name wrong. I don't care. I'm sorry. this guy clearly has great taste. He or she clearly has great taste.
But surprisingly, it's not getting the same, maybe because it's a second season. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be getting the same buzz that I
mean, expecting. Here's the thing. Like, if you're, like, it's a very dynamic show in that it's constantly pushing forward. But at the same time, it's, you already know how good it is, right? Like, you already know how great it is, and therefore, that doesn't change, and therefore, there's nothing to say. Like, if you go to Anime Power Rankings on Desu X, it's always winning number one. It's a great show. Everyone from last season says it's a great show. It was my number one rated show. It was other people's number one. It's a fucking fantastic show. So if you have a show that's consistently being great and awesome, like, it'll not much talk. There's not much talk. Everything that needs to be said has already been said.
All right. All right. So I think we're done just bullshitting here.
No, we got more bullshit to talk about. Okay, so for you then, like, you're telling me that the season's disappointing.
Disappointing. I just said it was just kind of like, it's not exciting me, but it's not boring me.
Okay, so is there at least one show that's new that has you, like, excited? One show?
Nothing has me, like, I have to download it that moment. Like, nothing that's came out this season. Like, Hunter x Hunter, instant download for me. Psycho Pass, RoboNotes, instant downloads.
Wait, Robotics Notes is an instant download from you?
I like the show. Okay. I'm not saying it's great, but I enjoy watching it.
Okay, okay.
It's gotten a little better recently. It's had its definite ups and downs. But
yes, I would agree with that. I mean, well, if you think about it, like, I think they're now getting into the heart of it, which is like, well, I hope there's, which is the conspiracy part.
Yes.
So now, I mean, that was the reason why I was watching it. Like, I wanted to know what would happen.
It's so, finally getting to that point.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so two episodes ago, I had a bunch of feels at that ending. I honestly did.
And what's her name died?
Oh God, that hurt.
Yeah.
That legitimately hurt. I did not see that coming, and like, you know,
interesting. I thought it was an interesting twist. Yeah, you're right. I didn't expect it to be her, and I didn't understand why it worked the way it did. It was very odd.
Yeah.
It's almost like she was chosen to die.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, put on the tinfoil hat. Clearly, like, he was there where, or clearly Kai was there where the seventh, you know, report was. So she was there as well, and to send a message as in to do not download, you gotta kill her off. Yes, I find it weird how she was there at the right moment. Yes, it was kind of weird of how it was coincidental that she was walking straight, like, right into that, you know, opening of the fence. But either way, like, it still hurt. It still hurt. Like, that was a complete left field. Completely out in left field. I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
I don't want to end the show. Please let's end the show.
We've still got some things to talk about.
What else do we have to talk about?
Final thoughts.
Oh, no. Okay. Damn it. You ass. I want to keep going.
There's not much more to go on tonight, is there?
No, you just finished Bakemonogatari. How can we not talk about that?
We did talk about it.
That was the greatest show ever. Okay. Okay. All right, wait. Time out. All right. There's something I've been wanting to ask you ever since you finished that show. Number one, how did you feel about the comedy?
About the what?
Because a lot of people who complained saying that, like, or not complained, it was always thought that either you had to understand Japanese culture or you had to understand the Japanese language to get that show. How do you feel about that? That's those statements.
I think there are some definite references in there that you have to know. I'll give you that.
But did it hinder your experience? Do you felt like you were... Did it feel like you didn't want to continue the show because you weren't getting the jokes?
No. I did not feel that way. Now, there were... I got... What's her name? The snail girl. I got Miyoi? The whole stuttering thing. That was... You know what I mean? I can understand consonants, and when you have repeated consonants, things like that. I got those jokes. Not that stupid that I can't understand.
Okay.
Audio-based jokes. But there were some definite cultural references in there that at times probably would have made things better, but I didn't say it hindered my experience to the point where I did not enjoy the show.
All right. That's fine then. Oh, but okay, so one more other thing. Just one last thing.
All right.
As a married man, so a person who found love, made love, and now has to give all their love to their kids, because if you don't, the police will come after you. How did you feel about episode 12?
Which one was 12 again?
The one, the date with Sencho Gahara and Araragi.
Where they go and see the stars?
Yes.
I thought it was a good first date moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
I don't know. I thought it was a great planned moment by Sencho Gahara.
Yeah. It was
probably one of the most emotional moments you ever see out of her out of the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly emotional moments, because she's very dry. Like, her humor's dry, her attitude's dry, everything's very flat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was probably one of the most emotional moments from her out of the entire show.
Okay. Now, considering how this show was supposed to be a romance, though, how do you think, it hit the nail on the head with that episode?
I think that was the most romantic moment of the entire series. It's hard to believe for a romance show that that's all it had. But when it comes to romance, I think it does a lot better than your typical harem comedy.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, this again, this is just me being the crazy fanboy that I am. But I found out to be like one of the most memorable episodes of any show. So, of course. So, you know, I just want to pick your brain.
Have you ever seen Eureka 7?
I saw whatever was on Adult Swim, but not all of it though.
Oh. So. See, I there were a couple moments in there that I thought were just as emotional as that or more.
Okay.
See, that's okay. If I'm finishing out the whole Bakke series, you need to watch Eureka 7.
Well, if you're talking about things that we need to finish watching, you need to finish watching Idolmaster.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
How far are you?
That's something else I can dump on my tablet and watch.
You could. And it would be less...
less obtrusive in public.
Yes, definitely.
I know.
Well, okay. Here, I'm trying to save you here, all right? So you want to watch Nisei in public. Do you remember the first, 3 seconds of Bakemonogatari?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's my warning right there.
Because it's with the crazy sisters and a whole bunch of stuff, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Especially the one sister that wears, yellow? How I think it was in one of the last two episodes of Bakke, she basically strips down in front of her brother as they're talking. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're watching Neko Monogatari Block. Yeah, that's right. All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching Neko. Sorry, that was in the last episode of Bakke. That's in the first part of the OVA for Neko.
Yes.
Yes. She takes her... Yeah. Whatever. But, very, very interesting.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, right. Dave mentions now, true that AKB48 Next Stage is out right now. That's one that's nearly there for me downloading the moment it comes out.
Okay.
But I haven't kept up with it. I haven't had time because I have to... I have to watch it with my daughter because if I watch it without her, she goes ape nuts on me. She likes that show. So it's one of those things where I'm not caught up because I'm not watching with her. I'm like 3 episodes behind now, 4 episodes behind. I got to do some crash running on that in the next couple weeks with her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel bad because this is like one of the shows where a lot of people are talking about it, but I just don't care.
It's good. It's good.
I mean, it's not
spectacular. Like, it's not going to rock your socks, but it's good.
I don't know. I just have this... I just hate the feeling that I'm missing out on something. Kind of like a Shinsekai Yori, where I think I stopped...
That show's... It could be so much better.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that. Like, I think, I don't know, a lot of people are talking about it. They're saying that it's getting better and better, but for me, I just...
It could, but it draws things out for dramatic pause, and it's like, I don't give a shit, just get to the fucking point.
Okay,
that's true. I don't need 3 minutes of you guys bullshitting about something we've already discussed at nauseam for the last 5 episodes. But yeah, we'll just keep talking about it because... Okay, so here's the difference between Bakke and SSY. Bakke has dialogue for a purpose. SSY has dialogue to put you to sleep.
Yes. I agree with that 100%.
Yes. I mean, you could eliminate half the dialogue in SSY and probably and shorten up some of these dramatic, stupid pauses and be a whole lot better about things.
True.
That's my 2 cents.
Okay. Understandable.
All right. So, winter season, make it what you want. I don't think it's terrible. It's not... completely spectacular, but it's not as bad as it could be. There's been much worse things to watch during a winter season.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thought, Adrian? Or, excuse me, Aeroblip?
Damn you.
I'm looking at your picture here, and it's got the wrong label on it.
Yeah, it does. Let's see. Hold on. Time out. Oh yeah. Dave had a quick question of talk about other manga I've been reading. I won't talk about it.
List out your next five.
Next five? Let's see. Working on Love Hina, Nana Takaru because you recommended it to me. Pajama no.
Oh, you're reading Kanoji. Nana Takaru?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. You've already read Velvet Kiss, right?
Oh yeah, I already read Velvet Kiss.
And are you reading what's the other one I'm thinking of? Oh crap, they're doing an OVA coming out here soon.
Come on, think about it.
Through the Peephole. It's called Through the Peephole.
Oh, is that the one about where the guy is he moves into a dorm and he likes neighbor with that?
He moves into an apartment and his neighbor, there's a hole to his neighbor's apartment. She catches him peeping. Yeah.
Oh, I read the synopsis and I was like, not yet.
No, save yourself for that one.
Well, I can read some stuff out there. Like what? Minamoto-kun?
Whatever.
Monogatari. Yeah.
Monogatari. Yeah. That one's.
that's a great one.
That one's not as bad though. It's Through the Peephole.
Okay. Fun fact.
Nozokina. Nozokina. That's the name.
Nozokina. All right. I'll write that one down. But yeah, fun fact about Minamoto-kun. So I did tweet about this a while back, but I found out that one of my guys in the lab he reads that one as well. He's up to date. So, you know, whenever there's a new chapter, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the damn chapters are like 5 pages long.
I know. Doesn't it hurt?
So remember, after you get into a certain point in Nanatsu Karu, there's an alternate where they have a summer vacation stretch. Mm-hmm. You'll have to read that too.
Okay, we'll do.
I'll have to get you straightened out on when to go for that. But anyways, yeah, Nano has a live action series. There's two movies of live action for that right now.
There's live action?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Is it porn?
I haven't watched it yet.
It has to be a porn.
It's not, though. It's live action, though.
Well, so I heard there was an OVA for it, so...
There's an OVA, but there's actually a live-action 2-movie set for that.
2 movies?
Right now, there's 2.
It's got to be a porn. It has to be a porn.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. I've been afraid to turn it on.
Oh, that's...
It's one of those ones where it's like, what am I getting myself into? But yes.
Well, okay, you turn it on and you watch it with your wife.
Oh. Anyways, moving on.
Whoa, dude, crazy laugh. Let's see.
That's the laugh that would get me... Yeah, that'll get me in trouble. Anyways, go on.
Okay, Ubakoi... That one has 9 chapters out. I'm getting School Days vibes from that one, so buyer beware.
Is that the one with the 2 girls?
Well, there's 3 now. It really reminds me of School Days. So it's like he's been living with his childhood friend, like in her house, and she clearly has developed a thing for him. I don't know why, but she's like,
oh, is this the one where she's still in high school and he has a full time job?
Does he?
That's a different one. It's Taiyo no Gi. Never mind.
Anyways, point is that like so. She clearly has feelings for him, including sexual desires. He's kind of like against it, but he won't say anything because he doesn't want to hurt her. At the same time, he's like banging the best friend of the childhood friend, and then a third girl came into the mix, and now he's banging her as well. It's School Days all over. That's all I'm saying. I'm getting School Days vibes. And then there's Pajama no Kananjo. That one I heard good things about, but I heard the ending is kind of bad because. No, wait, is that the one I'm thinking of? It's either that or Utsukoi Paradox. About the one about the ghost of a friend who's possibly dead? That one, like...
I don't know anything about those.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I heard good things about that one. So, yeah, that's essentially on my manga backlog.
Okay.
All right, that's enough manga.
All right, let's get to some announcements.
All right, do it.
Okay, announcing once again, we have a contest at Anime Audiolog. We would like one of you special people to design a logo for our blog and for the live stream, etc. Winner will be chosen by a vote. We'll put all the submissions up. You can be able to vote on your favorite submission. We have an Amazon gift card for the winner. So, not that we will, we're not asking people to do this for free per se, but we will give out a prize to the winner.
Yes.
The address for it is right there. Go ahead and click on it. Check it out. We have the synopsis and rules. Try to make things even for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we encourage you guys.
How many entries do we have so far?
I haven't checked the email all weekend, so I don't know. I have to go back and look.
It's more than one, I'll tell you that.
Hopefully. I haven't checked the email in about 5 or 6 days. So
they don't need to know that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. All right, so check it out. And we have a huge announcement now, Arrow.
Do it.
Dun-da-da-da! I don't have any cool sound effect music, so I have to
make it myself.
On the Clock is going live. Not pre-recorded. It will be going live. So, for those of you who don't know, On the Clock is a special podcast series put together by Kevo of Desu and Akira of Moe Fundamentalism, but I don't know what his new blog's name is, but most of you know him from that. They've been doing a podcast. We have 5 episodes done of that.
Yeah,
and now they are switching to a live show. I think it's pretty cool. It's fast-paced. It goes quick. There's no lollygagging around like Arablip and I do.
Yeah.
The first show will be Monday, February 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern. So it's an hour earlier than what we do anime
that's
talk.
That's next week.
That is next week. So less than a week away, on this same location, you will be able to watch On the Clock.
Yep.
Any thoughts?
I'm excited for it. I'm glad Kevo is getting better at the whole podcasting thing. I've taught him everything I know. So... And not to mention Akira himself. He's one of the greatest MCs I've ever known. So, yeah, you know what? This will be a great show. This is going to be definitely fun live. Everyone should definitely watch this. And I'm not saying that because Kevo's my boss.
No, it'll be great. It's usually most shows are 30 minutes or less because they're constantly hitting through the topics, keeping things going. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys will tune in next Monday and enjoy it as much as we have on the podcast. So next Monday, 10 p.m., right here, same Ustream site, you can watch On the Clock Live starring Kevo and Akira.
Yep.
Sweet. I will definitely be tuning in myself.
Well, you kind of have to because
I'm hosting it, right? So, guys, as always, you can find this show as well as On the Clock at animeaudiolog.wordpress.com. You can find us on Twitter at animeaudiolog. We have podcast feeds at iTunes. So for both Anime Talk and On the Clock, you got iTunes you can search us for.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube will not only host Anime Talk, but will also be posting our On the Clock as well as our special video podcast post that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait a minute.
Always, what's that?
Don't we have another podcast going on right now?
Yeah, we just released the new first podcast for our manga edition featuring Azriaz and Crazy Dave.
Yeah, they know a lot more about manga than I do, so they'll be a lot more interesting to listen to.
So they spent a good solid 45 minutes going over manga last time. Everything you guys want to know, those guys are great resources for manga. Check it out. It'll be a monthly podcast at this point. We also have another podcast. You've probably seen an announcement from Sabas, where he's going to be starting up a light novel, visual novel monthly podcast as well.
Sweet.
So the blog is getting to be more and more towards his name. We are trying to produce as much audio type content as we can. So keep tuning in. There's lots of stuff to listen to. It's going to be great. Of course, we'll keep throwing in audio posts, all the good stuff.
Reviews, all that sweet stuff.
Which we have to do some reviews, Arrow.
You just finished Bakke.
We could probably do a Bakke. We've got stuff from fall season and summer to finish too. So
yeah.
We'll have to work our way through it. But if you're interested in joining up, we've already got some guests in the queue coming up in the next few weeks. If you're interested in being on the show, talking topics, my email address is right there. Go ahead and hit us up.
And I'm going to be a jerk. Also, if you're not into the whole doing it live thing, there's always Friday anime podcasts over at Desu Ex Machina. So we get together. It's all pre-recorded. I edit it. You sound wonderful. Perfect.
And like I said, yeah, on our own audio anime log, we do specific topical, like 20 minute podcast posts on things. We've got a special one coming up in the next 2 weeks with a very special guest at another blog, so look forward to that as well.
Yep.
So, Friday Manny Podcast comes out not this Friday, but the coming Friday. A week from Friday, right?
Yep.
So
the last Friday, we already had a show.
Yeah, it's a bi-weekly one, so check it out. Arrow does his best.
I try real hard.
But until next week, see ya.
See ya.
Love everybody.